Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I've had a good life here. And the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I hold so dear. Oh, but I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. The tears are gone and spirits there. I'm almost falling. I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. There's no turning back. I just got to make it home. Now there's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. All the tears are gone and spirits there. Almost falling. I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. Oh, there's no turning back. I just got to make it home.
You've been my life for so long. You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love You've given me. You've been my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but You were there, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened. And dreams, all life joys you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's precious Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Man, if you've got anything better than Jesus Christ, roll it out. Brother, I'd like to see it this today, but I tell you, the best thing that ever happened to you, the best thing that ever will happen to you is when the Lord came into your life. And I sure am glad this morning that I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm glad I'm His and He's mine. Thank God. I want to read once again out of the Song of Solomon, chapter number 4, this morning, starting verse number 12. The Bible said, "A garden enclosed is my sister." And then in verse 15, he said, "A fountain of gardens, a well-living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruit." And chapter 5, verse 1 said, "I am come into my garden." Our Heavenly Father, now God's, we come before you thanking you for the day that you've given, God. Your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God. And our Lord, most of all, for salvation this morning, God, in knowing and having that blessed assurance today, God, that we're saved and we're sealed. Thank God, the day of redemption. Lord, I thank you, God. I have the privilege to stand and preach your word this morning, God. I pray that it might go forth this morning and accomplish where you send it, God. Our Lord, prepare the hearts, Lord, your people this morning to receive it. Help us apply to our lives, Lord, and walk daily with it this morning. Touch how the sick and the afflicted, those who may mention this morning, God, I pray, how you'd pass by their way, God, wherever your people are gathered together, how you'd be in the midst this morning, God, anoint your men from on high, let them boldly stand and proclaim how the truths of thy word this morning. For all of this and everything how that's accomplished, may it be accomplished for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his glory, amen, this morning. And now then, I want to finish the message we started last week concerning, dear friend, what are you in God's vegetable garden? Dear friend, the Bible refers many times in the text that we read today, dear friend, how that we are, dear friend, the garden of God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible tells the very first thing that God ever did, dear friend, for man this morning after forming him and breathing in his nostrils the breath of life, God planted a garden and put man in it. Dear friend, we looked at the comparisons, dear friend, of many things that you might find in your garden and how it might apply, or dear friend, how it's like, dear friend, many of the churches, dear friend, the people that go this morning. How the Lord Jesus Christ taught by parables, dear friend, by similes and metaphors, dear friend, comparing one thing to another so that it might simply be understood. Dear friend, and we've looked at the garden, dear friend, and how that the things that we find, dear friend, might compare to some of those that sit upon the pews of our church today. Dear friend, I'm not making judgment. Dear friend, I'm not throwing rocks. Dear friend, I'm simply, dear friend, preaching this morning. Dear friend, you draw the conclusions. Dear friend, we looked at the bell pepper, a church member this morning. Dear
different how the bell pepper is slick and smooth and shiny on the outside. Different, but cut open, it's empty. Different and void on the inside. Different, and many today, different feel our church is the same way. Different, they look slick on the outside. Different, they talk smooth. Different, they're shiny and draw attention, but brother, on the inside, they're empty. Different, on the inside, they're missing what they need for their lives to be complete and to be whole this morning. Different, we looked at the pole bean Christian. Different, here, different, if you don't stake those pole beans down, they'll run all over your garden. Different, oh, we've got many today. Different, around at our churches. Different, the first time they don't like what's going on. Different, they up and go somewhere else down the road. Different, the preacher don't preach what they want. Different, they'll go down the road. Different, or different, most of the time it's a year and a half or 2 years. Different, that's all they can stay planted anyway. Different, but I'll tell you, different, when you stake those pole beans down, different, and give them something to climb, different, they'll start winding upward. Amen. Different, and I'll tell you, when you get staked down in the church and in the place that God wants you, different, you'll start growing up too. Different, we looked at the cabbage church members. Different, about all they're good for is making a head and drawing flies. Amen. Different, looked at the okra. Different, church member. Different, I realize okra is good and I like it every once in a while. Different, but I'll tell you, different, when you go out there to pick okra out of the garden, it don't take long for that stuff to get all over you, to break out on you. It'll irritate you. It'll itch you. Different, and there's a lot of good people nowadays, different, that are in our church, different, but their demeanor and their attitudes, different, it sure can irritate you, amen, and get on your nerves after a while. Different, we looked at the tomato, church members, amen. Different, is it a vegetable? Is it a fruit? Different, we debate about it, talk about it. It's got properties of both entities this morning. Different, these things ought not to be so in our lives. Different, we ought not look like the church when we're at church and then look like the world when we're in the world. Amen. Different, there ought to be something distinctive about us so that folks don't have to debate about whether or not we're saved or whether we're going to heaven or whether we belong to the church. Different, we ought to be stable and steadfast and unmovable this morning. I talked about the onion, church member. Different, how that onion, when you start to peel back the layers, how it draws tears to your eyes. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, the worst thing you can do in our local churches, different, when somebody comes in, is to ask them how they are or how they feel. Brother, you better get ready, different, to be dumped on. Amen. You better be ready for both barrels, because most of the time they're going to tell you, different, about every ache and pain and every problem and circumstance and situation. Brother, they're just going to let you have it. And no, brother, different, and I'll tell you, by the time you get away from them, different, tears are running down your eyes and you're already depressed and discouraged. Different, the day without hope. Different, I'll tell you, those kind of folks, different, need to be in the altar before church ever starts. Woo! Hallelujah. Different, but I want to preach today. Different, I know you've heard this and are aware of it, but mine sure does fit in with this message of God's a vegetable garden. I want to talk about the Tater family. Amen. And we've got them in our churches, brother. Amen. Different, I know I hear some amens out there. Different, I want to say, first of all, different, we got a lot of dick. Taters. Amen. Different, everything's got to be their way. It's got to be their idea. They're in charge. It's my way or the highway. Amen. They don't believe in pastoral authority. Different, they don't believe in the authority of the scriptures. Different, I guess they think because they've been there the longest, different, they ought to run the show. Amen. Now, don't get the wrong idea, brother. Different, I don't think you ought to remove the landmarks. And I don't think you ought to forsake the counsel of the elders. I dare find him, listen. It's only by age and experience, I dare find that you obtain wisdom. I dare find, but I do believe with all of my heart, and according to the scriptures of God's word, that the pastor ought to have the final word and the final authority in the local church. God never called a deacon to run the church. God never called an elder to run the church. God never called a committee to run the church. God called preachers and ordained them as pastors to be under shepherds of the good shepherd and to be overseers of the flock because it is a pastor that will give an account of everything that goes on in God's house. It's not that you've got to get his permission. It's not that he's got to okay it. But brother, he's going to answer to God one day for every event and every circumstance and every thing that goes on in the house of God under his ministry. He will account for it. And if he's going to account for it, brother, he ought to have authority over it. I said, man, that's right. I'll tell you, I believe in a pastor authority. I don't believe in dictatorship. This morning, I don't believe the church belongs to the preacher nor the pastor. It belongs unto God. Amen. It was his son Jesus Christ that shed his blood and paid the price and bought us. Amen. It's his church. This morning, but God put you under authority, and he said, obey them that have the rule over you. Amen. As they must give an account for you. Amen. But we got a lot of dictators. That think just because they've been there for 40 or 50 years, that they run the show. They've got their name on the pew or on a plaque. I'll tell you something, brother. We've got dictators in our church. But God says he's the authority in the local church. Amen. I want to say we've got some imitators. Amen. We've got some great performers. We've got some. This morning, those that put on a show. Amen. I want to tell you something. You don't have to shout to be spiritual. Oh no. I ain't nowhere in the Bible. Says you got to shout and run the aisles and jump pews. I like to do that every once in a while when the Spirit passes by. But you don't have to shout to be spiritual. But if you're going to shout, you better be spiritual, brother. I tell you, we've got a lot of imitators. That have to fake it. And put on a show. And you can tell, brother, they may shout. But you know inside it ain't bearing witness with your spirit. It's dead and dry. That sounds like hollering instead of shouting. I'll tell you, when folks shout in the spirit, it stirs something up in me. Makes me want to shout. Amen. But I'll tell you, when folks are pretending, you can't imitate. You can't duplicate. You cannot. Fake the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Amen. This morning, quit trying to be spiritual and just let God fill your soul. Amen. And you won't have to put on a show. I've seen a lot of crocodile tears. I know it wasn't real when they shed them. Amen. I've seen a lot of smiles. I know they had to fake it. Amen. Because when it's real, when it comes from the Lord, when it wells up inside you, living waters, brother, in, puts an aura on you. It gives. Off light. It radiates. This morning from you. Amen. You know there's a difference in working it up in the flesh and when the Spirit of God's pouring it out. Amen. We got a lot of imitators. In the church house. And then I want to say we got a bunch of agitators. Amen. Those are always trying to stir up a stink. They use the gossip line. Can't wait to get home after back to church so they can talk about who had elephant had this or who done that. Amen. They can't wait to devour. They can't wait at elephant to dissect the message and the preacher. Amen. At elephant, they're always trying to stir up something. Did you hear what so and so said? Do you know what they're doing? Amen. Busybodies and long tongued Jezebels. And it ain't just the women folk neither, brother. At elephant, there's a lot of backstabbing brothers too. At elephant, that want to stir something up. At elephant, instead of holding their peace, instead of praying for them, at elephant, they want to stir it up. At elephant, and agitate at the situation. At elephant, that's at hand. Every church has trouble. Every church has problems. Amen. But you know the Bible said there is no talebearer. The strife ceases. Amen. At elephant, I'll tell you, cut that. At elephant, gossip bearer out. Amen. Hang up the phone. I say, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Amen. I'll tell you what, it solves a lot of problems. When they stalk you up and start talking about somebody else, I say, brother or sister, let's just go to that person, me, you, and them, and sit down and discuss this matter. Oh, no, I ain't got the guts. I dare friend to say it to their face. I dare friend that, oh, they'll talk about them behind their back and cause dissension. Paul said, you're devouring one another. I dare friend, and these things ought not to be so. I dare friend, I'll tell you, hurt the influence of the church house. And we talk about folks in the church house out of those on the outside the church house. And dear friend, I'm telling you, we've got a lot of agitators in our church. Amen. And dear friend, we've got some hesitators. Amen. And dear friend, this morning, have those that always want to put off, have those that want to table every matter, have those this morning. Now I know, dear friend, that there's prudence in being patient and waiting upon the Lord. Dear friend, I realize that there's wisdom. At dear friend, and there's strength renewed when you wait upon the Lord. At dear friend, but I'll tell you, at dear friend, this morning we're hesitating. And we know we ought to make a move. At dear friend, we know during the message we ought to go to the altar. And we put it off and say, I'll wait till I get home. And the Spirit of God might not be dealing with you. And the same way when you get home, at dear friend, God tells you to go hug somebody's neck. At dear friend, or shake somebody's hand. At dear friend, we hesitate about it. The preacher's got an idea that God's laid on his heart. And we say, oh, preacher, we're going to have to think about that. We're going to have to pray about that. And I think you ought to pray about it. At dear friend, but I'll tell you, when you pray about it 4 or 5 years and it don't ever get done, brother, you're just hesitating. At dear friend, because it wasn't your idea. And it's time you get off your duff and you still do nothing and say, preacher, if God put it on your heart, we'll find a way, we'll make a way, we'll step out in faith, and we'll follow you because we know you're God's man. Woo! Amen! At FM this morning, I'm telling you, we got a lot of hesitators at FM that pass by the opportunity when God gives it. At FM, then I want to say we got some spectators. Amen! At FM, we've got those at FM this morning that sit on the sidelines and watch. Oh, they know what your job is. And they know how you ought to be doing your job, but they're not going to get their hands dirty. They're not going to get involved. They're not going to participate. They're not going to step out in faith. They don't want their name mentioned in it. Dear friend, but they'll watch. You do everything else this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, sometimes it's irritating for people to come in the church house and say, preacher, you know, we'll get somebody to mow the yard. Our preacher, you know, that bricks fell out over there again. Our preacher, you know, this ought to be done. Hey, why don't you do it, amen? If you've seen it, maybe God revealed it to you so that you could go over there and do it. Amen. No. I dear friend, we got to get a committee together and we've got to study this thing out to see how high the grass has got to get before somebody will actually mow it. Amen. And we're going to see how long that brick will lay out there in the parking lot and see how many people will walk by it and drive over it before somebody has got enough glory of God in them to go over and pick it up and put it back in place. I dear friend, without a pat on the back and without giving an estimate being paid, I dear friend, without having to be awarded a plaque on Sunday morning, and just do it as it needs to be done, and thank God this morning, I dear friend, for those that will do it, but we've got too many spectators, I dear friend, that are waiting for somebody else to do it and watching to see who's going to do it, but's not going to get involved of their self. Amen. I dear friend, I'm telling you, I dear friend, we've got spectators, I dear friend, in the worship service. Amen. I dear friend, somebody says amen, and they'll break their neck turning around to see who said it. Amen. I dear friend, somebody shouts, I dear friend, and they'll duck their head, I dear friend, to see what's going on, who's going to react to it. I dear friend, I'll tell you, if somebody says amen, I just go ahead and second the motion and say amen too. That's right. If somebody passes you in the aisle, I dear friend, if they're shouting, running loud, follow them. If they go to the altar, get behind them and pray a wall around them. I dear friend, I'll tell you, quit just sitting on the sideline watching and get involved in the service. Amen. I dear friend, when the singers are having a hard time and maybe they miss a note, I dear friend, instead of rolling your eyes or shuffling your feet, why don't you bow your head and say, oh God, I bless those singers that's got enough glory of God in them to get up and sing. When the preacher's having a rough time, and brother, there are dry services, amen. And dear friend, when the preacher's struggling to get the point across, dear friend, and I'll tell you, dear friend, instead of looking at your watch and saying, oh, I wish you'd just cut this thing off and go to the house, why don't you say, preacher, amen, if nobody else says it. Why don't you say, God, won't you come by and anoint that preacher, let him preach in power and authority. If he preaches at 12:30, let him preach, let him preach. I thank God this morning. And then I want to say we got some sweet taters, amen. That's what we all ought to be, is sweet taters. Dear friend, do you realize that sweet tater has a natural sweet flavor about it? I don't care what you do to a sweet tater. Brother, you can bake it, fry it, grill it, mash it, dice it, chop it, slice it. Dear friend, and it'll always have a natural sweet flavor to it. Amen. And that's what we ought to be. And no matter what we have to face, no matter what people do to us, and no matter what we've got to endure in this world, there ought to be a natural sweet flavor, an attitude about us in the house of God. What are you in God's vegetable garden? May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.